A hero's welcome for a man who's hoping to become Germany's next leader. After a close-run race, Olaf Scholz is confident he's led the center-left Social Democrats to their first victory in parliament elections in more than 16 years.
Wir sind eine pragmatische Partei, die weiß, wie man regiert.
We're a pragmatic party that knows how to govern. We're a confident party that wants to work to ensure that we have a better future in Germany. But we've also shown that we have what it takes to govern a country. That is unity, supported by everyone, and that this was the case. I would like to thank you for that.
Angela Merkel's last-minute efforts to attract support for the conservative Christian Democrat candidate Armin Laschet seem to have paid off. After a lackluster start to the campaign, the CDU and its Bavarian sister party ended up in a tight race with Scholz's Social Democrats. Laschet said he's not happy with the result, but still wants to lead coalition talks.
We will do everything possible to build a conservative-led government because Germany now needs a future coalition that modernizes our country.
And for the first time in history, that coalition will need three parties to govern. Angela Merkel leaves a fragmented political landscape, and while her former coalition partners, the Social Democrats, are optimistic they will be heading the next government, all options are on the table, and difficult coalition talks lie ahead. Talks not only closely watched in Germany, but also in the rest of Europe, where many have long looked to Angela Merkel for leadership.
So a very, very long to-do list for the next Chancellor. And the difficulty is that they're probably going to find themselves leading a very fractious, possibly quite incoherent coalition, which could make decision-making even more difficult.
This could well mean that Europe's largest economy might be a little less politically stable than it was in the past decades. Stab Fasten, Al Jazeera, Berlin.